It's Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Veronica Rickert. You're with us on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Coming up on Central Time, it's our weekly look at Congress with Paul Singer of USA Today. We'll hear about congressional reaction to President Obama's proposed budget and testimony from the IRS before a House panel.
First, a bill that would target Common Core education standards in Wisconsin is set for a public hearing tomorrow. If passed, it would create a state academic standards board with the power to review and change educational standards in the state.
Earlier this week, we spoke with Republican State Senator Paul Farrow, one of the legislators behind the bill. Supporters like Farrow say Wisconsin should chart its own course for education as opposed to adopting national standards.
But one of the strongest critics of the bill has been Wisconsin State Superintendent of Public Instruction, Tony Evers. He joins us now to talk about tomorrow's hearing and the challenges facing Common Core. Superintendent Evers, welcome to the show.
Hi, Rob. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
Pretty good.
Let's start with something you wrote in an opinion piece recently. Senate, quoting, Senate Bill 619 is a partisan takeover of the bedrock of schooling, the standards that describe what our kids should know and be able to do in each academic subject area. Talk a little more about what you see as the specific hazards of this bill.
Well, for the first time ever in the state of Wisconsin, we have a bill in front of us that would essentially put the development and writing of standards in the hands of legislators. I know there's committees that are part of this bill and so on and so forth, but frankly, the committees are stacked. And if my recommendation to the legislature is not something they agree to, it automatically goes to the floor of the legislature. And they could be involved with writing those standards right on the floor. And as a grandfather, I will tell you that keeps me up at night. And it's not just limited to English and mathematics, but this commission can also take a look at any of the 23 areas that we have standards in and put that in the legislator's hands. We could be talking about evolution on the floor of the Senate and the Assembly in a few years when we do science standards. I don't believe the people of Wisconsin believe that we want to politicize this process any more than it has been already, and that's why I'm opposed to this bill.
One of the objections that Senator Farrow, among others, has brought up is that these were national standards put together by people from states, governors, and superintendents of education, but promoted by the federal government. They're not reflective of nuances here in Wisconsin. They don't give us the flexibility we need to meet our specific needs in the state. What's wrong with opening things up to tweaking those standards for Wisconsin?
Well, first of all, it's not given to us by the federal government. It was developed by experts from across the country, including Wisconsin experts who were part of that. Then, in addition, when those standards were finally promulgated by at the national level, not the federal level, the national level, those standards were given to the states, and we got input from all sorts of people across the state of Wisconsin, mainly experts in the field and also classroom teachers. And we provided input, and that input was duly noted, and some of those were accepted. So there's the point that Senator Farrow is making there, I just don't buy. First of all, these standards are good. The Wisconsin schools have been implementing them for a couple of years now with pretty good results. And there's nothing to prevent. There's nothing in those standards that dictate what curriculum is going to be used locally, what textbooks are going to be used locally, or how teachers are going to teach to those standards locally. So there's all sorts of opportunities for local implementation strategies that exist and exist now and will exist in the future. This is really all about politics. This is about who's in control and that sort of thing, which bothers me greatly, because this is about, you know, it's impacting children. It's not just being fought out at the state level. It's fought out. It's creating chaotic situations in local schools where they're wondering, what in the world's going on? We're implementing these standards. We're having great success with that. Why now? And why is this being debated now and looking at changing things now?
Let's follow up that question. It seems like there used to be bipartisan, at least maybe support or at least non-objection to the Common Core standards. Why now? What happened to change that apparent consensus over this?
Well, there's been members of the Tea Party across the United States has been very active in being in opposition to the standards. But, you know, that's just the weird thing about it. Business, you know, Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce, the Milwaukee Metropolitan Association of Commerce, business leaders across the state support it. Education groups support it. So now we're in this position of having to kind of debate this going forward. The legislature, in two successive bienniums, created money for us to develop a test that is aligned directly to the Common Core standards. So the same legislators who are now saying, oh my gosh, what's happening? We didn't know anything about this. In the last two sessions, bienniums, have provided money for us to implement this. It seems ironic, and you know the governor also has been supportive of the Common Core state standards in the read-delete task force that we both worked on. The final report praised the going forward with the Common Core standards. So clearly, the political climate has changed. We're moving into an election season, and people are looking for votes.
Some of the arguments from people in the Tea Party, as you mentioned, were that, as you said earlier, this was put together by experts nationally and here in the state of Wisconsin, by people in the field of the schools. Not enough, they say, public input, not enough citizen input into what these standards look like. Do you buy that?
No, these standards were open for public comment for a long time and before they were adopted I adopted that in 2010. So no, and to be honest with you, this isn't like writing legislation that adopting the Common Core. This is what's being taught in schools. So it's not, yes, we did things, but frankly, every one of the 424 school districts in the state had discussions around this issue. So it probably had more widespread support than this bill. I mean, this bill hasn't even had a hearing, and they're calling us out on not being transparent. I don't buy it. 424 school districts in the state have been embracing this and involving their parents in it right from the get-go. I've gone across the state. I was elected twice on this platform. So transparency isn't the issue. Politics is.
Well, Senator Farrow said this is just creating a mechanism to maybe alter the Common Core standards. It might be that the committee meets and signs off on Common Core as it is or makes some minor changes. Is that really that big a problem?
Yeah, a fat chance that'll happen. The author of this bill, Senator Vukmir, made it clear from day one that the purpose of this bill, this commission, and this particular procedure is to get rid of the Common Core. I take her at her word.
So if this passes, how do you see the education system changing in Wisconsin?
Well, I think it'll be a sad day. We've had conversations across this country, and people are looking to Wisconsin to do the right thing. I'm fearful that this will send the wrong message to our business community. Certainly, it's going to send the wrong message to our kids that these standards that they've been working on with some success, we're going to have to now start from scratch. I think it could make us look bad across the state and could make us look bad across the country. When our business community is asking us to step forward and make sure our kids are college and career ready, we step up to the plate and then all of a sudden we have to backtrack. That is going to send the wrong message to not only the Wisconsinites but to the United States of America.
Superintendent Evers, thanks for joining us today.
Great. Thank you very much, Rob.
That's Tony Evers, State Superintendent of Public Instruction. We talked with him about the challenge to Common Core standards in Wisconsin.